This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, every once in a while, I get really cool feedback on this show and the knowledge that I've positively impacted somebody's life. I meant to make a bigger deal of this the other day, but it was so much going on. And I got a text about midway through the show from a listener, and I read it, but I should have made a bigger deal of it. A person who said, I don't know if it's male or female, said, "You just saved my life." And I went, "What? What are you talking about?" And it was because it's something I've told you all about for so long that I learned from my husband to just wait that beat. In my mind, it sounds like da-dung at the stoplight. And I'm teaching it to my kids now as they're learning to drive, like da-da. Okay, yeah, it turns green and then da-da. What is that? That is the time that you pause before you go as you look both ways, because we just have a real problem with red light running. Unlike anything, I've lived in a lot of cities. I lived in Charlotte, Myrtle Beach. I've lived in Charleston. I've lived in Somerville. I have never seen people flat out run a red light like here. And by that, I mean, I've seen plenty of people, you know, push the yellow. We've all done it. You know, trying to get through at the last minute. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a full on red light. Like it's been red for a while. Like we're not even chasing the yellow at this point. We've already had plenty of people go through the intersection. They just plow through. Never seen anything like it. I've almost been killed three times this way in the upstate. My husband saved my life in crashes one time. We were turned out of Publix. I've told you that story many times. The light turned red. And I mean, the light had been red and it turned green. I mean, very, very, very green. Long enough that I turned to my husband and said, "Hey, go ahead and go," you know, like thinking he didn't see it. And he had seen it. He just also saw the, semi truck sized delivery van barrel through the intersection full speed, never tap the brake. That would have plowed in the side I was in. And crash was on, you know, in the passenger in the back. Would have killed us. I absolutely killed us both, if not seriously injured us. And my husband did that. And so I've very much done that. It saved my life on multiple occasions. Happened again by the Gibbs Cancer Center. Older woman, looked elderly, plowed full on through a red light. I slammed on my brake, saved myself. And the intersection's so big there. It's so long. I had time to just lay on the horn and not take my hand off, trying to wake her up. She never even flinched. Everybody in the traffic next to me like jumped, but she didn't even flinch. I mean, the fact that person's even on the road is terrifying. And then it happened again to me in the middle of the night on the way to work. Another person who barreled through the intersection clear on red. And when I laid on the horn to try to just wake them up, never jumped, never flinched. And that's how out of it people are on our roads. And, you know, you got to understand there is a Kevin Clinton Hamilton, potentially at every intersection. A guy who's on his third DUI doesn't give a damn if he lives or dies, but if he dies, he'd prefer to take you with him. And you're talking about true psychopathic behavior. I mean, this is a guy, burglary, grand larceny, forgery, multiple forgery schemes, bad checks, shoplifting. He got another one for child endangerment. I mean, just a criminal record as long as your arm. Car full of teenagers plows into them head on. 8:30 at night. So just remember the zoom. Just get in the habit of it. Tell everyone you love. Yeah, it's green, but that doesn't mean you got to go. Green and then to look both ways. It was just really cool to get that text the other day from someone who said, you saved my life. I did it. I started doing it after you talked about it. I'd forgotten I talked about it. And this person said, yeah, I did it. And there you go. Watch the car barrel right through. You feel like you watch a light pass, you know, between your eyes. I've called my husband in the middle of the night when I just almost died, honey. I like pulled over in the center lane. I'm like, oh my God, I just almost died. Guess it wasn't my time because I was awake that day. I paused and I didn't die. So great habit to get into to survive driving the upstate. These people are out there. And I keep telling you, it's worse here than anywhere before, especially if you're new, you're thinking, yeah, okay, I know. No, it is worse here than anywhere. And I have proven that over the years with statistics. Most recently, 3 years ago, the insurance one that found the drunkest drivers in the entire country in terms of alcohol-fueled accidents live in Greer. And what they did was they looked for drunk driving and drunk driving accidents, whether they happened in Greer or in Greenville or in California. It didn't matter. They searched it by your zip code, and they found out it was in Greer. One of the things that shocked me when I first moved here is I came from Mecklenburg County, North Carolina, which has, you know, or did at the time, had twice the population, like right at twice, same number of auto deaths. That's incredible. As Greenville? And I went, wow. I mean, that means the death rate here in Greenville, auto death rate was twice what it was in Mecklenburg County. And then come to find out, 4 driving fatalities per capita. This state is sometimes number one in the nation, but it's always in the top 5. And just varies from year to year. If you've been listening to me for a long time, you know that. So I'm telling you, you are driving in one of the most dangerous places in the country. Part of it is because of the way our judicial system is structured. And part of it's just, I don't know, culture? Maybe those two things feed each other. Anyway, I've been wondering about, I know there's been 4 charges against Kevin Clinton Harrison for, what is it, DUI with great bodily injury. I've been wondering about the other 4 girls. Of course, Chastity Nelson has died. But Thalen Richardson, 19, one of the other teens in the car, she's in a hospital bed. They're hoping that she wakes up. She's asleep most of the time. She's doing better. She's trying to open her eyes more. You can see, if you're in the room with her, her eyes flickering a little bit because she wants to open them to see what's going on, but so far hasn't. Two other girls, Daisha and Quinn, are still in the hospital. Quinn is now back on her feet and able to walk, so that's good. Daisha is still in the intensive care unit in the ICU. So prayers for these young women. Thankfully, for now, Kevin Clinton Harrison has not figured out a way to crawl out of prison, crawl out of jail. He is still awaiting a bond hearing. So the good news is hopefully this time it'll be different. He's facing again 4 counts of felony DUI resulting in great bodily injury and 1 count of felony DUI resulting in death. Usually when it gets to the point where a lot of publicity has been had, even though these judges owe their appointment to these law firms and these legislators who are in the law firms and the law firms, they can't let these people off easy. They can't anymore. Just the public uproar would be too great. It'd make national news. So maybe finally he will see the inside of a state prison cell. It is incredible with his record that he has never seen the inside of a state prison cell. That's crazy. And I looked it up on the site. I looked at his record. He's never, despite a 4 county crime spree that again involves the 3 DUIs. Yes, but everything from burglary, grand larceny, forgery plots, bad checks, child endangerment. It goes on and on and on and on. Shoplifting. So unfair. I feel terrible for Chastity Nelson's mother. Just say a prayer for her. 15. She's in the backseat. Hit head on, red light. Drunk driver, open container. Drinking while he drove. It's a beautiful day in South Carolina.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A lot of people still freaked out by this Epstein situation. It's weird. And now all the clips are coming back. The one I play a lot. 3.5 months ago, Alina Habba on with, I forget the guy's name. British guy, Pierce something. Alina Habba, Donald Trump's personal attorney and at the time White House general counsel.
Epstein's case, it is incredibly disturbing. We have flight logs, we have information, names that will come out.
Is it going to be shocking?
I don't see how it's not shocking that there were so many individuals that were hidden and kept secret and not been held accountable. Let's talk about the reverse. I believe in accountability. So you have to now go through your process. Now,
she was speaking on behalf of the Trump administration in that interview. And they're just stacking up at this point. All of the old comments by people in the Trump administration. I mean, this one is Kash Patel on Benny Johnson after he was nominated. It hadn't been confirmed yet by the Senate to head the FBI.
You say that the FBI has Epstein's list. They're sitting on it. That doesn't seem like something you should do. You're protecting the world's foremost predator. Why is the FBI protecting the greatest pederast, the largest scale pederast in human history?
Simple, because of who's on that list. What the hell are the House Republicans doing? They have the majority. You can't get the list? Put on your big boy pants and let us know who the pedophiles are.
Folks, when you have Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch, who I've made donations to before, I just love the work that they do, on Fox News, talking about the new lawsuit he's just filed against the Trump administration. I mean, you can't get a bigger Trump supporter than Tom Fitton. He's suing them. Listen to why. Because once you start to hear this from a legal perspective, you're like, this doesn't make sense. Why withhold all of this stuff?
Tom, he sounded pretty definitive there. So what changed?
I think they decided for political purposes they didn't want to include the individuals who were on these lists and put them in the public domain. And they were concerned that some of them maybe may not have done something warranting the disclosure. I mean, that's the most charitable interpretation. You know, but there is a list. There's no doubt. I mean, they talk about in the memo they wrote, well, there's no incriminating client list. Well, what does that mean? I want the non-incriminating client list. And, of course, a client list is a term of art, right? Where are his associates? Where is the list of contacts? You know, we asked under our FOIA lawsuit, Pam Bondi, give us the documents that you say you were looking at. Give us documents about the release of these documents. You said the FBI was obstructing the release. They came back to us and said, we have nothing.
It doesn't make sense. He continued. So this is a, he'd already sued them because, okay, so let me back up because I played the audio originally a few months ago. He was very excited when Trump came in because Judicial Watch had had a lawsuit against Joe Biden. He thought, oh, well, they'll just give it to us, right? I mean, Trump said he would give it to them, and Kash Patel, he thought they would just hand it over. They refused to hand it over. So this has been going on, and I played the audio, it was a couple months ago, and I went, well, maybe they're just gathering information. I don't know. We'll give them benefit of the doubt. Nope. This is a new FOIA by Judicial Watch. So we're now having to sue the Trump administration to get this information.
And they're still looking for that minute. And to release video that doesn't show what happened in the cell isn't terribly persuasive. I'm not sure what they were expecting there. The fact is there are two competing forensic investigations, one by Epstein's family, which suggests that it was a homicide, and one by the examiner up in New York. He says it was a suicide. So given those issues, to say because the video doesn't show one way or the other whether someone went in there, to conclude, oh, well, there's nothing to investigate, seems odd. And they also said, we're not going to give you any more documents. Mm-hmm. And kind of with this, well, there are too many conspiracy theories out there. And I don't like to be dissed like that. And Americans, I think by and large, have questions about Epstein.
We all have questions about Epstein. We all know. We all know. There's two things here, though, that I would throw, several I wonder about. Do you remember the New York office head of the FBI who they gave him the option after the Pam Bondi debacle with the white folders, like, you know, where she went and did all that media, said, hey, yeah, we're going to release all the Epstein stuff. They called influencers to the White House, gave them white folders, and there was nothing new in them. And then they came out and said, oh, well, we've been obstructed. And yeah, it was the special agent in charge for the New York district. And so they gave him the option, we'll either fire you, step down. And remember, he hired a bagpipe player for his very dramatic exit. He decided he was going to step down. Well, that was over the whole FBI, like, Epstein thing. Well, why'd you push him out then for not cooperating with you? Well, I don't understand. And now we've got the former mobster who shared Epstein's cell, and he's come forward.
Jeffrey Epstein would have to be a magician to try to hang himself in that cell. I was in that cell. You just, there's no way to, there's nothing on the ceiling. The bedpost is this high. I couldn't even go to a restroom without them walking back and forth and having me on camera. You know, there's no way he committed suicide.
Okay. Anyway, for those of you who didn't listen to every single segment of this show yesterday, you should have. But if you didn't, even more is now being made of the fact that that video they released, the point of which was, see, hey, he totally killed himself. Nobody interfered. Nobody went into his cell. It wasn't even pointed at his cell. Those two doors did not, that you see in the video, one's a supply closet and the other is not his cell. His cell is actually off camera. Yeah. They didn't add that. Kind of deceptive, don't you think? And remember, that was the weird camera angle where conveniently the shell that the camera that did see the, you know, feature the front door of his shell, it didn't work. Went out. Now, if you were going to get to Epstein's cell, you, yes, could have walked through the camera area that was covered, but you could also come from the other way, too. Nobody would have seen you. And as I said yesterday, you could have gone in there for 2 hours and emerged covered in blood and with two black eyes from fighting Epstein. It's not anywhere on the camera. So to act like case closed, we're done here, we're not even investigating this here, see, have a video, it proves it. When it doesn't prove it, fundamentally dishonest. Not cool. It's weird.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.